AM. Temple, Belton, Killeen, Fort Hood. The best talk in America. News Radio 1400 KTEN.
Everybody, and welcome to the Aaron's High Cap Adventure Radio Program. We're back again this week. Today is what? Gosh, I lost track of time. July 11th, 2015. And we're going to be here live for the next, about 28 minutes. We've got a lot going on, I'm telling you what, everybody. 30 minutes goes by super fast. And to take care of what I've got to take care of, I got to talk fast. But I may end up eliminating a couple of segments because we have very special things going on. So what I want to do right now is I want to give you an idea of what's coming up on the show. So if you, in case you do want to give us a call, it's 773, area code 254-773-1400. That's the number to the KTEM studios right here where we're at now. In case you want to send me an email, you can go to aaronsgunshop@gmail.com, or you can actually just go to the website aaronsgunshop.com and somehow, one way or another, make contact with me there. But let's get right into it. I want to go over the show highlights for today. Last week, I talked to you about Penal Code 4603, and that was places weapons were prohibited. Once again, I'm a CHL instructor certified with the state of Texas, and the first part of our show is basically directed towards concealed carry. And last week was where places weapons were prohibited. This week, however, though, we're going to go over Penal Code 46035. And 46035 has a tendency to cause a little bit of confusion, especially if you don't know the penal code the way you're supposed to know it. So we're going to touch on that. And then I want to talk about our sponsor. And everybody, if you are interested in participating in this program or supporting it or helping it, feel free to give us a call, contribute, or if you want to become a sponsor, give me a call. We'll be more than happy to talk to you and work out some details. But we want to talk about the sponsor that we have for the next couple months here. Also, I want to do a quick gun demonstration on a feeding malfunction of an auto pistol. This one's more, you don't see it too often, but it's one that throws people for a loop, and I'm going to explain how that works. And then I want to go over, again, another one of our products. Last time it was the Chester holster for the North American Arms Mini Revolver. This week it's going to be the Buster, the one specifically designed to be placed on a bra for a woman or whoever decides to wear the bra. In this culture, I never know anymore, so it's designed to go on a bra. But most importantly, we're going to be talking to our special guest. You probably can see him on the camera, and if you can't see it at the moment, which you probably don't, actually, you'll see it come Monday, hopefully, when it's put on the KTEM website or my website, aaronsgunshop.com. But I am honored to have with us here today master engraver Sean McVicker. McVicker, no S. We'll get into that a little bit later. So it's an honor and delight to have him here. So those are the things coming up in the show. But before we go any further, what I want to do is talk to you about our sponsor, and that's Tommy Standard, the owner of Standards of Care Home Health and Hospice. He believes that you deserve compassionate, honest, and reliable care from only the finest healthcare professionals who go the extra mile. They provide in-home services for skilled nursing, home health aides, physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, and social workers. Standards of Care Home Health and Hospice's staff of nurses and therapists are there to provide high quality, safe and cost-effective patient care, whether you're in your home, assisted living facility, or in a family friend's home. So call Standards of Care Home Health and Hospice for more info. The number is 254-482-1799. Again, 482, that's area code 254-482-1799. I know Tommy. We wouldn't say these things if they weren't true. So check it out. Give him a call. Talk to him, because I know every one of us has somebody or knows somebody who could use these services. Okay. With no further ado, let's move right into it. I wanted to talk to you about Penal Code 46035 for the CHL. I want to be quite clear. This can be confusing. Some people will argue with me, and they can argue all they want, but I know I'm right. So check this out. I'm going to read to you actually Penal Code 46035, and then we're going to go over it. But before I do that, I want to clarify. There were, it used to be, most of it used to be categorized under 4603, places you couldn't go. Well, they changed it up a little bit, and that's where it caused the confusion. So now I'm going to read to you Penal Code 46035, which pertains to the CHL license holder to carry a concealed weapon. And here it goes. You might want to get your pencils and paper out to make some notes. Penal Code Section 46035, Unlawful Carrying of a Weapon by a License Holder. This section makes it unlawful for a license holder to carry a handgun in the following situations. The license holder intentionally fails to conceal the handgun. That's brandishing. I'll get into that into a later show. The license holder carries in the following places. Number one, on the premises of a business that derives 51% or more of its income from the sale or service from alcoholic beverages for on-premise consumption as determined by the Alcoholic Beverage Commission. Two, on the premises where a high school, collegiate, or professional sporting or interscholastic event is taking place unless the license holder is a participant in an event in which the handgun is used. Three, on the premises of a correctional facility. I always say duh on that one. That's a no-brainer. Number four, on the premises of a hospital or nursing home unless the license holder has written authorization from the administration. Five, in an amusement park. Six, on the premises of a church, synagogue, or other place of worship. At any meeting of governmental entity, regardless of whether the handgun is concealed, while the license holder is intoxicated, regardless of whether the handgun is concealed. That's a no-brainer as well. Now, listen up. This section defines premises, get your pencils and paper ready, to include a building or a portion of a building. It does not include driveways, streets, sidewalks, walkways, parking lots, or garages. An offense under this section is a Class A misdemeanor unless it's committed in a 51% business or correctional facility, in which case it's a third-degree felony. This section provides that in order for the carrying of a concealed handgun to be an offense, listen again, this section provides that in order for the carrying of a concealed handgun to be an offense in a hospital, nursing home, amusement park, church, place of worship, or meeting of governmental entity, the license holder must have been given effective notice under Section 30-6 of the Penal Code. Now, I think it was the first week we talked about Penal Code 30-6. That's basically, you can't go there. If you got a license, I don't care. Doesn't matter if the sign's up or not. You can't go there. Penal Code 30-6. Correction. If the sign's up, you can't go in there. If the sign's not there, then you don't know. But they need to put the sign up. Now, let me make something very clear. I'm going to read this again. This section provides that in order for the carrying of a concealed handgun to be an offense in a hospital, nursing home, amusement park, church, place of worship, or meeting of government entity, the license holder must have been given effective notice. Now, if I go to my law book here, I actually still have a printed version, if you can see that on the website. It basically states here in paragraph or Penal Code 46035, the unlawful carrying of a handgun by a license holder. If you go to paragraph I, it says subsections B4, B5, B6, and C do not apply if the actor was not given effective notice under Section 30-6. So what are those subsections? Let's go back to the law book and read it. B4, premises of a hospital licensed under Chapter 241 Health and Safety Code or the premises of a nursing home. B5, in an amusement park. B6, the premises of a church, synagogue, or other established place of religious worship. And C, a license holder commits an offense if the license holder intentionally, knowingly, or recklessly carries a handgun under the authority of Subchapter H, Chapter 411 Government Code, regardless of whether the handgun is concealed at any meeting of governmental entity. So what did I just say? Those places I just wrote, if there ain't a sign, you can go in. If there's a sign, you can't go in. But that's where the confusion is. So read your penal code, learn it, understand it. Knowledge is power. It enables you to carry the weapon in much more places than you think. And that's the whole reason why we have a license, right? Is to carry the gun, not to keep it in a closet, in a box, in the side of your truck door where it collects dirt and you never clean it and shoot it and it malfunctions on the time that you desperately need to use it. Okay? So that's that. If you have any questions, you can call up or you can email and we'll go over it a little bit further. But I'd like to go now to our promo. And ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you again, 30 minutes is not a lot of time. So I'm spitting out there a lot of information that's important. I've got to do it. Until I get a three-hour show, we're going to have to talk fast and you're going to have to listen quick. So let me tell you something that's coming up here. Today is an awesome day. I don't know if you've seen it in the Temple Daily Telegram and the classifieds, but we've been promoting and speaking on the radio and so forth, that today, July 11th, at ANC Firearms in Heidenhammer, between 2 and 4, basically right after this show, myself and my Aaron's crew. I got a couple of consultants there now at the shop if you want to head on out there. We're going to be there to meet and greet all those who wish to attend. And my consultants will like to talk to you about coming up class dates, seminars, CHL classes, or maybe even setting up your own dates. Seminars that we're offering in details about Aaron's and the gun range and demoing some of our products. And I'm going to be there personally to help and guide you in the proper techniques in selecting a handgun. A lot of people ask me, well, how do I get a handgun? Well, today's the day. Come on and see me. We got lots of selection of handguns, and I'll show you the great way to select a handgun that's perfect for you. The other fantastic thing is I'm going to have Sean McVicker, the master engraver, join us there at ANC Firearms. So if you've got some type of firearm that you've been thinking about fancying up, he can talk to you, him and his lovely wife, and figure out what they can do for you within your budget. Okay, so come on out between 2 and 4 at ANC Firearms. Then, on the 25th of July, we had to cancel our M4 seminar. Our instructor had to leave town, out of country, but we were going to be switching it over to a co-ed home defense, handgun, self-defense, and home invasion seminar. So go to the aaronsgunshop.com website and go to the High Cap Adventure page, and you'll have the flyer there showing you exactly what it entails, and you can actually sign up there, or once again, give us a call, or give me an email at aaronsgunshop@gmail.com. So we have a lot of stuff coming up, but make sure you get there to the ANC Firearms. It's not too far away from everybody, and you'll have a great time. Okay. Now, I wrote a whole bunch of notes here because I didn't want to miss a lick when it comes talking to my special guest here. So before I do anything, before I even get him to the mic, I want to give you a short, brief bio on the gentleman that you're about to hear. First of all, his name is Sean McVicker. And I laugh at this every time I say his name because of the bio that I read on him. He had an oral interview on the, let's see, what magazine was this? The Preservation Chronicles. I was looking up on the website, and I saw Preservation Chronicles, and I looked up his oral interview with the magazine, and I took some notes off of that. But there was a comment there where somebody said, are you Sean McVickers? With an S. He goes, that's singular, mister. And so I thought that was kind of funny. Gentleman, 76 years old, born in 1938, born in Belfast, Northern Ireland, and raised there as well. He's a survivor of the German Blitzkrieg during World War II, former military member of the British military, and a refugee from the attacks in Northern Ireland causing the death of family and friends. And although haunted by the ghosts of war, Sean McVicker creates small acts of beauty through his music, poetry, and engravings. And like I always say, and every man knows, that behind any success that we men have is it deservingly goes to the woman by his side. And that would be his lovely wife, Bonnie. They've been married for 33 years. She's with us here in the studio. Unfortunately, we can't get her on the air. It's too tight in this room here, but she's listening and supporting as always. All right, Sean, so say hi to the audience there, Sean.
Hi, everybody. Hi, everybody. It's a great, great, wonderful thing to be here.
And it's a pleasure to have you, Sean. And we're here to talk to you about engraving. So I got to ask first, and I'm going to ask fast, okay? Who came up with your business name, Stories in Steel? Can you explain that real quick?
Well, I couldn't think of anything that would relate more to making a mark on a stone and a piece of metal. Something has to be said. It's a story of some kind. You put your name on it, it's a story.
That's right.
So everything you're going to mark down is a story.
So did that just come to you, like stories?
Just came.
All right, well, great, everybody. Now you know how it came to be. So let's move on here as the time ticks away. I want to make sure we get all these good questions in here. Now, people thinking about getting an engraving, they're going to think, oh my gosh, that's way too much money. I can't do that. But if they come down and sit and talk with you, they're going to realize a whole bunch of stuff. And when they realize that it's probably within their means to do this, a lot of questions are going to come up. One of the main questions I would think is, how long does it take to engrave a gun?
Well, obviously, depending on the gun, just how many places can you engrave on a gun? A small pistol is different. But if someone just wants their name, a monogram, that's classified as A. That's the beginning in engraving. It doesn't cost very much. It would take me maybe 2 hours. Design something with your letters of your name or your signature. I do quite a lot of them where I get the commission to sign his or her name, and I copy it exactly.
Well, that's pretty
on the
cool.
Gun.
That's pretty cool.
I'm doing it right now for Texas Ranger, Mr. Aycock.
Yes, you have his gun here. We're going to talk about that in a second. But I forgot to mention, you were trained in Europe. as a master engraver, right?
Yes, sir.
And for some reason, I get this impression, when you're trained in Europe, it's a lot more high speed in the sense of detail. You don't mess around. I mean, it's detail oriented. You either do it right or you don't. Am I right?
Yes, because to be qualified as a journeyman in any of the trades, it takes 5 years apprenticeship. And it's indoctrinated, and it's set up by your father and the work and the factory or whatever. It's 5 years. You won't get fired, and you can't quit. You're going to have your father and the boss to deal with, and also the government.
Ouch.
The government subsidizes 2 nights a week at school for your training, and they expect 3 exams a year. If you don't pass them, just take my advice. Pass them.
Pass the test. Look, everybody, you're going to be seeing this video probably Monday afternoon, either on my website, aaronsgunshop.com, or you can go directly to the KTAM link and look at their video channel. But if you can see it on screen now, I got a lot of his information from the Preservation Chronicles, and what he's saying is recapping what was in this. So for a full detail of all of his history, check this out. Go to the Preservation Chronicles and look him up, or just look up Sean McVicker, and it's going to be Stories in Steel. It'll probably be there on the website as well. Okay, Sean, let's move on. What are the different styles that somebody could do engraving-wise? Is there like just a handful that you select from?
There's a basic format that you work by. In Britain and in Europe, truthfully, American style is sort of frowned upon. The cowboy, low-grade type of thing. Large scroll, pretty much the Gene Autry and Roy Rogers. But that's exactly what I wanted as a kid. So you can only get that training in America. I trained on a banknote style. It's very small and very intimate. I worked at the Canadian Banknote in Canada on their banknotes, and it's very conservative. The American banknote type, the American engraving type of thing is large.
Big,
large
bold,
scrolls.
Right? Wild,
and
crazy,
very
yeah.
bold. The other than that is going through different styles of personality.
Okay. All right. We can talk about that more, too. Ladies and gentlemen, come on out to ANC. We can go over that in detail. But let's move on to another question, which is probably really touching a lot of people's mind, because I know they would like to have a gun engraved. What's the average cost, and how do you determine that?
A 1911, I think, is the most popular weapon or firearm or pistol in America.
And if you can see the video, everybody, I'm showing my 1911.
I have done so many of them. A basic on that, with an original design guaranteed, I have to give a certificate that there'll only be one, yours. And it starts at about $450.
Wow,
that's full coverage, in other words, a D grade.
And I've seen your work. That's a nice price for what I've seen. We're going to be showing some, too, when you see it on the video. Hopefully, we'll get the detail on there, but you can check it out when the video comes up. Okay, so people can get an idea. If you're in the gun world and you basically know what a 1911 is, you can kind of just get an average ballpark of what's going on. If you have something you're interested in, bring it in today. Today's a great opportunity for you to talk to Sean and Bonnie and see what they can do for you on your particular firearm. Okay, two important questions. Why get a gun engraved, and then why not get it engraved?
Well, to get a gun engraved, a lot of people, I've done so many this year, that are leaving their guns in legacy, usually long arms, rifles, shotguns, and they're leaving it in the legacy of the family. And it's a reminder of grandpa or father or someone in the family that used and enjoyed the gun. The engraving on it will be a memory to them maybe 50, 100 years later, and they'll be able to hold in their own hands the gun that their great-grandfather shot.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. I like that concept. It's a good thing, because I know there's certain, you know, my two boys, one are more into military style, the other one's more into civilian Western country style, and I just divide it up, and it's an heirloom thing that goes down through the family, so that's pretty good. But why would you not engrave it?
Well, a lot of the so-called vendors, sellers, retail, especially those into antiques, and they believe that a gun that has been, as they say, harmed, touched, polished, engraved, will detract from the object itself, and they will lose money in a resale. But of course, the only thing they're interested in is the profit. They're not interested in the beauty, the gravity, or the feelings, or the legend of it, that it could bring to children a long time from now.
Sure, I understand. So it all depends on what the purpose of doing it is. If you don't really care about the profit and you're not worried about trying to get the profit there, it's a beautiful piece of artwork. If you are, then I can understand that respect of it too. Okay. Well, look, as time ticks on, I want to make sure that we show some of your work right here. Now, ladies and gentlemen, on the radio, you're not going to see it, but you can check it out later. But I've got to show this on video for you to be able to reference. So why don't we do this? Bonnie, did you have... I got Bonnie out here in the hallway. She's going to hand me a couple of guns here real quick. And I'm going to show you a before and after. What I have here is an over and under small Derringer. If you can see that on the screen, I don't know if you can, but later on you'll zoom in on it. But it's a plain Jane Derringer, nice Derringer, by the way, but it's just basic steel, nothing on it. And this same one, not the same one, but the same style, you'll notice, if you can pick up on that, got a whole bunch of engraving on the receiver part and in the barrel, and it just turns it into a beautiful gun. This one, this particular one has pearl... Let's see, what do you got on the top? Oh, yeah, gold inlay on the top as well. There's different types of grips. This one's got a wooden grip. This one's got like a pearl type of grip. But it's an absolutely beautiful gun. Now, let me show you another one here. Sean, you got it? Sean, yeah, let me see that one. This is a Browning high-powered. Why don't you explain this one, Paul, as I show it up on the screen here. This is absolutely beautiful. Explain a little bit. I think you were cutting through the blue so you can see the actual metal.
Exactly. Most engravers will not do that because obviously you slip, you got problems.
You got problems, that's right. That is absolutely beautiful. And then the top strap here, and then he also has some engraving on the front side of the magwell in front of the trigger. Not on the trigger, on the bottom part of the trigger guard and right underneath the barrel. Absolutely beautiful. And the other one here that's probably going to glean as you look on the video. Let me see that open top. Is that a Remington or is that a Colt? That's a Remington, right?
Remington.
This one's beautiful here. I wish you guys could see it on the radio, but what I'm holding here is a stainless. What's the actual...
No, it's just a soft original metal, but I polished it by hand, closed all the pores, and brought it to that polish. Now you can decide whether you want to get it gold-plated, blued, brown, whatever.
Absolutely beautiful design. And what about the grips? Tell me about the grips real quick.
Well, the grips in the museum, the gun comes from a museum I was lecturing in Indianapolis, and they brought me out a set, a block actually, of old ivory that was put in at the time with the gun. So I carved them, and I put scrimshaw, it's called, the design, to match on the grips.
Everybody, this guy knows what he's doing. It looks beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. Let me show you something. I had him do something for me. We've got two guns before and after. These are the mini revolvers, North American Arms mini revolvers. They're the same style gun. This one's before. I don't know if you can see that or not. And this one I had done for my wife. It has her name on it. It has roses on every other cylinder. Her name's on the back strap. Nice designs on the side of the barrel. Very nice. He did a great job. Love it to death. Great work. So there's many things you can do. And he is going to be working on my 1911. And I'm so excited because I don't know what I want on it. There's so many ideas going through my head. So write down some things that you might like on yours. Present it to Sean and Bonnie as you come to the ANC Firearms today in Heidenhammer between 2 and 4 and show them what you got and let's see what they can do for you, okay? But this is great. I can't wait to see this later. And once I get it back, we'll show it to you on the video. Okay. Well, Sean, any final comment you want to say? Because I'm going to have to move on to the next topic real quick and close up the show.
No, just that I'm very proud to have an association. They inducted me into the Texas Rangers Federation.
Oh, wow.
And by the way, this particular gun is one that I cut for the Texas Rangers.
He's picking
signature
up the brown 9mm.
On the end.
Signature. And that's the one he wrote.
Mr. Aycock. And I copied his...
Let me show that. He wrote his signature. Sean copied it. And there it is. So it's a very personalized gun. Very nice. You put this in your hand and you say, wow, I want one. Very nice. Okay, everybody, we're going to move on. Let me start closing up shop here. But I want to go real quick. I told you last time about the Chester holster for the North American Arms. I wanted to show you my assistant here, one of my assistants, right here. Can you see that on the screen? Okay. This holster here is the Buster. And the reason we call it the Buster, for obvious reasons. This holster is like this one right here. It attaches onto the bra strap, and it's made specifically for, I make them specifically for the mini revolvers, anywhere up to 1 5/8 inch, Pugs, Wasps, 22s, 22 with conversion kits, Pugs, doesn't matter. It's very simple. It just slips onto the bra. You can't see it. It's concealed over with your shirt. Even with the tank top, you can't see it. But it has quick and easy access. And like I told you last time, it's like the pocket knife of the gun world. It's always on you. I do not like purses for women to have a gun in it because it's too detachable. Something can happen. This stays on your person at all time, and it very simply just locks into place. So when the woman wants it, or whoever's wearing a bra in this day and age, I don't know, you just grab it, and it breaks out, and you're ready to go. So these are great holsters. I make them specifically and custom design them for each particular gun to make them fit for sure. If I don't have one in stock, we'll make it for you, okay? So that's the Buster. You can go online, aaronsgunshop.com, to the products page. And if you like it, you can order it, or you can send me an email as to specifically which gun that you have, and I'll make sure I've got it in stock or make it to fit the particular gun that you have and I don't have it in stock. So either way, aaronsgunshop.com, go to the products page. Okay, well, we got a phone call. Who do we got? Cool. We got a call. Liking what they're hearing. That's great. Keep listening. Spread the word. And let me see you out there at ANC Firearm. I'd love to have you on the air, but we're running out of time. So what I want to do, I want to repeat to you our sponsor, who's Tommy Standard, the owner of Standards of Care Home Health and Hospice. And again, he believes that you deserve compassionate, honest, and reliable care from the finest healthcare professionals who go the extra mile. They provide in-home services for skilled nursing, home health aides, physical therapy, occupational therapy, speech therapy, and social workers. Standards of Care Home Health and Hospice staff of nurses and therapists are there to provide high quality, safe, and cost-effective patient care, whether you're in your home, assisted living facility, or a family friend's home. So call Standards of Care Home Health and Hospice for more info. The number is 254-482-1799. Tell them you heard it on this radio show. If you're interested in supporting this radio show, give us a call. Go to our website. Give me an email. Love to have you on. We'll talk to you about being sponsored as well. But give Tommy a call, 254-482-1799. As we close it up here, I want to talk to you about next week's highlights. During the CHL segment, I'm probably going to talk about brandishing or... I will talk about brandishing because that's an important thing. People have a misconception of what brandishing actually means. So we're going to probably talk about that the first segment part of next week's show. Then we're going to talk to you about, I always say this, but something else comes up. Talk about the fundamentals of being prepared for natural and man-made disasters. And then we'll talk about, I've got a CERT training pistol, which is absolutely fantastic for training. Saves you a heck of a lot of money when it comes to learning how to point shoot and maybe transitioning from your pistol to your rifle. And I'll talk about that as well. But it's a great product. I really suggest that you look into it. Okay, and once again, after the show today, between 2 and 4, ANC Firearms will be there. Sean and Bonnie will be there. You can talk to them about engraving the gun. We'll have products there from Aaron's. We'll have sign-ups for CHL, special seminars, and there's sales going on for all that. Not sure which handguns that Arch has at ANC, but there's definitely a sale going on, and we can check that out, and I can help you fit a gun that's perfect for you. Other than that, that's it for today's show. I had a blast like always, so keep your powder dry, and God bless America, and God bless you.